You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, man, I've really been waiting for this one. We have got Dante Vittoria on. We're going to talk about Dante's Inferno. He's going to light up the show. I've got competition this time. Dante, we're going to talk about when and how you should talk to your kid about financing. Yes?
Brother, anything you want to talk about.
That's what we're going to talk about. Talk to me about kids and responsibility and personal financial responsibility. Habla conmigo, Dante. Right. And welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, baby. Listen, go slow. I'm from New York, you know, so just take it easy on me.
I will. Listen, I saw you were a Mets fan, so I'm going to take it easy on you.
Don't you dare. I got to talk to Wanda after. We got to make a little donation from New York here for your fund.
All right.
Listen, little kids are a lot smarter than we were little kids. Okay? They can figure out computers. I see infants. I see little toddlers in mommy's cart in the supermarket playing with an electric apparatus, sure, a little, you know, cell phone, watching a video. But they can't write a check until they're 25, 30 years old. What's wrong with that? That's the problem. We are, and, you know, a lot of parents will turn around and they'll give the kids, instead of a pacifier, they'll give them an electronic device. Well, instead of having a cartoon or a video, have a little tutorial for children, for their level. This is what a bank does. This is what a stock is. This is what a bond is. This is how you grow your money. This is what happens when you put your money in the bank and save. Little things like that. They're little sponges. They'll get it. I read an article, let's start them in college. College is way too late.
It's unbelievable. First of all, when I was in high school in Florida in the 70s, we had something called the functional literacy test. You had to know how to write a check. I couldn't believe that people didn't know how to write a check.
Right?
Then when I started college, the first college experience I had, my mom walked me into the bank. I opened up the bank account. I got the checkbook. And man, I learned personal finance, because if I didn't keep my money together for the entire semester, I was out of luck.
That's right. You know, just because you have checks doesn't mean you have money in the account to write on them. So, you know, people don't forget that, too. And older people do that, too. But, you know, we learn about finance. We all learn at different levels. But it's so important for children to learn at an early age. That's when they're most malleable. They don't have a predetermined idea. They don't have a predetermined fear. I look at my computer and I shudder. I say, geez, if I push this button, you know, I'm going to wipe everything out and I'm going to be a disaster. Well, that's not going to happen. But my fear at my age, I'm 55. I worry about stuff like that. I'm afraid to do things on the computer. If you teach little ones how to do this early, they're never going to be afraid. Teach them how to manage a card. And there's little things you can do, too. You know, at home, play a game. Here's $7. This is what you get for the next week. If you run out by Thursday, you run out by Thursday. If you save your money, now you get your next $7, and you save the dollar, now you have $8. And you can buy more things. That's just simple money management.
You know,
and it's so easy to do. You're going to give the kid the money anyway.
You know, my
teach them a little responsibility along the way.
My first experience with money management was I got a job out of, you know, in high school. I washed pots and pans, cleaned toilets, eventually graduated to cleaning, to making the food in the delicatessen. And I saved my nickels and dimes. And I went on a teen tour in 1976. We went around the country. I was in Philadelphia for the bicentennial. It was really amazing. I had the greatest time. I saved my money, nickels and dimes. I went on the trip. Then I came back, saved more money, got myself my first car, couldn't afford the car in college, so I had to give it up. Boo-hoo. But a couple years later, I was able to, you know, get my grandfather's car, kept a little financial aid money, put some gas in that gas guzzler, and was able to do it. But it was all because I knew how to manage the pennies. The pennies. It's all about giving the responsibility and then the person accepting it.
It's so true, Jim. And, you know, it seems like it was a million years ago when we talk about things. And I was right there with you. I remember the bicentennial.
Yeah.
But it's not that long ago. And it's a decade of kids, and it's really two decades of people now, that are not getting these little experiences. You know, I've had little ones come up to me and say, hey, do you have a credit card? Sure, I do. Can I have it? Well, no, but do you know how to use one? Oh, yeah, I know how to use one. Well, that's great. Teaching them how to use one is great. That's half the battle. Teaching them how to pay the bill every month when it comes in, that's the bigger part of the battle. And if you don't learn that, we're going to have a whole generation and a whole society of folks that have no fiscal responsibility and don't even care because they don't realize what they don't have. And well, that's a problem. In any stretch of the imagination, that's a problem.
You know, I dated a girl when I was single, so we know this was more than two decades ago because I've been married to my lovely wife since, been with her since 1991. But a girl I used to date, she had a credit card. She took it out. She goes, I'm going to pay for dinner. I go, great. She goes, it doesn't really matter. This is just, I don't ever have to pay for anything. My dad picks up the whole thing. I'm just going to use this and abuse this. And I'm thinking to myself, girlfriend, I'm taking you home. You're never going to see me again. I don't need that tornado in my life.
Right. Well, you know, once you say I do, then dad says, thank you. That's your bill every month.
So. Yeah, exactly. So, Dante, let's talk a little bit about New York and your experiences in New York. You're on the street. What is it that you do on a day-to-day basis?
A couple of things, and thanks for asking. I mean, one of the things we do, we finance companies, whether they be an existing company that's run into a little financial problem and needs some capital, working capital to get going, maybe some R&D money, maybe more product development, or maybe a startup who has a good idea, somebody who maybe have an idea that's patentable but doesn't have the resources to pay a patent attorney, do the patent search, do all of those great things to formulate the company. So we're creating jobs, we're creating business, and we're kind of stimulating the economy. I hate the word entrepreneur, but we're kind of the entrepreneur's best friend because the misnomer is go to the bank or go to the SBA. And I said this to somebody the other day, one of my clients. I said, you show me anybody that ever got an SBA loan greater than $50,000 that didn't have to put up their home, and you know this better than me, that was worth at least $200,000 to get that $50,000, and I'll give them the $50,000. It just doesn't exist.
The reality is that
we'll give you $50,000, give us $300,000 in collateral, we'll give you the $50,000.
You know, people they need good financial assistance, they need good execution. How long have you been on Wall Street?
31 years, Jim. 31 years this year.
What's your favorite story about Wall Street?
Oh, I'll tell you. Are we G-rated, R-rated?
We're on the radio, and if you're on Facebook, that you can be R-rated. But on the radio, we get dumped. The other three stations are all religious stations.
We'll keep it on the up and up.
All right.
You know what the great stories are? You see, and again, I'm dating myself. I remember when I first started, I didn't even know where the bathroom was. And I just sat at my desk for a week, and there was this big thing, and it had green numbers on it. It was called a Quotron.
Sure.
And it was this big clunky thing. It weighed about 100 pounds, and I didn't know how to use it. So one day, it was a Friday, and I'm sitting at my desk, and everybody was gone for the weekend. And I noticed the boss's office door was open. And I smelled cigar smoke, and I walked in. I knocked on the door. He ignored me. And I knocked a little harder. He ignored me. And I knocked the third time. He goes, I heard you the first two times. So I said, okay, now what? He said, what do you want? I said, I want to learn. And he looked at me, and he said, what did you just say? I said, I want to learn. I'm a star, man. I don't even know where to go to the bathroom. If you don't tell me, I can't be a star. And he looked at me, and he goes, get in here. And he made me sit down, and I didn't leave his office till about 9:30 that night. And he explained to me how it works, what it's all about, and what you want to do. And then he handed me a little cheat sheet that he was taking notes. And he said, take this home, and Monday, you tell me what department you want to work in here, and I will make you a star. And he cleared his throat. I thought I was – I hit it. I hit it big, right? And I went to get up. He said, if you're good enough. And I said, ooh, okay, sounds like a challenge. So I went home, I read it, and I thought I wanted to be in the mergers and acquisitions department. And that's what I told him. And he said, how ironic. That's the department that I oversee personally. Let's go.
That's great.
And, you know, as they say, you know, a star was born because I've been around for 31 years and be 32 this year, and I'm still standing.
Yeah, well, I think the real lesson there is that you did it on a Saturday. You did it when it was quiet. You did it when the guy was open for business.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, nobody wants to hear woe is me. I don't. You know, I don't like anybody to tell me, oh, I don't like that. That's no good. Well, all right, I agree with you. Tell me how you make it better. There's the solution. It's easy to sit there and have these Occupy Wall Street rallies where, you know, I've been spat upon by, you know, a 20-year-old, and they look at me and they say, I said, a capitalist. I'm also the guy that pays for your Section 8 housing. I'm also the guy that gives you the free cell phone. I'm also the guy that's footing the bill for everything you get. So don't spit on me, huh?
Well, listen, Dante.
And that's the reality of it. You can point a finger at somebody and, oh, I don't like you. You don't even know what we do. Most people don't have no clue what goes on Wall Street.
Well, listen,
zero.
Listen.
But somebody also told me rich people create jobs. Poor people don't. And that's where money's created. And that's where wealth is created. And I'll put it up against any other, you know, I mean, you can talk about Zuckerberg and everything else. Gates. Yeah, okay, they got lightning in a bottle. But per man, per woman, per job, Wall Street affords you a great income if you're willing to learn and you're willing to work.
Well, that's the way the real estate business is, too. You and I have a lot of things in common. I'm going to need to get you back on the show because we're running out of time, and it sounds to me like we're just scratching the surface with you. Can we get you back?
Jimmy, anytime you need me, you got me. You know that.
You're the best. Now, listen, Wanda's going to put you on hold. You talked about wanting to get involved in the event. Wanda will put you on hold, and I'll follow up tomorrow with you with some more details, but we'll be back. Wanda's going to put you on hold. She's going to talk to Dante about the Show Viv Love 2017 event, and I'll be back around the corner. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Show Viv Love event. Dante, you're the man. I understand now why they call your blog Dante's Inferno.
Thanks, brother. Anytime, baby. I'll see you later.